Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we begin the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. I'll use my English Standard Version Study Bible book introduction so we can understand a little bit more about this book. Malachi means messenger. Like 14 other prophetic books in the Bible, the author Malachi is introduced by name in the opening verses, the same as Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and the other 11 minor prophets. Most scholars agree Malachi was a contemporary of Ezra and Nehemiah in the mid-5th century BC. The challenges of their day were a corrupt priesthood, marriage to idolaters, abuse of the disadvantaged, and a failure to pay tithes. The theme of the book of Malachi is a wake-up call to come back to covenant obedience. Malachi's world was after the temple and the walls were rebuilt in Jerusalem by Ezra and Nehemiah. The people expected God's favor to return, but they were suffering crop failure, drought, and pestilence instead. It wasn't like the good old days under Solomon. People were not seeing or experiencing God's presence or His glory. The temple wasn't as glorious as the one before, nor are their lives. What should we look for in the book of Malachi? One, though our world may not be as good as we expected, God does not change. Two, a clarion call for God's people to live like God's people. Three, why not offering God our best is cheating God of the respect and honor He deserves. And four, the format of the book is often like a debate. After Malachi, 400 years of silence before the New Testament. Our guest reader for the book of Malachi is Oda Nordpol from Selje, Norway, a small town on the west coast of Norway. She is 16 years old, a high school student who enjoys English, mathematics, and PE. She loves to swim in those cold lakes in Norway. I met Oda through the Gideon's International. Her father, Cora, is the trustee on the International Cabinet from Norway. Terry and I have been to Norway 3 times on various Gideon assignments. We went to the Nordpol home and spent time with them and Oda, a bright, engaging, committed Christian teenager. She started listening to Ad Bible after our last visit. She says, "Often I find it difficult to find time and energy to read the Bible, but with Ad Bible, I can listen, reflect, and pray over the text I've read. This helps me understand, learn, have more peace in my everyday life, and always be reminded of what God has done for me and how lucky I am." We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Malachi chapters 1 and 2, and Oda will read chapters 3 and 4. So let's begin with Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Malachi chapter 1.
Malachi 1. The Oracle of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
"I have loved you," says the Lord, "but you say,
'How have you loved us?'
Is not Esau Jacob's brother?" declares the Lord. "Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says,
'We are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins,'
the Lord of hosts says, 'They may build, but I will tear down, and they will be called the wicked country, and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever. Your own eyes shall see this, and you shall say,
Great is the Lord beyond the border of Israel.
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear?' says the Lord of hosts to you, O priests, who despise my name. But you say,
'How have we despised your name?'
by offering polluted food upon my altar. But you say,
'How have we polluted you?'
by saying that the Lord's table may be despised. When you offer blind animals in sacrifice, is that not evil? And when you offer those that are lame or sick, is that not evil? Present that to your governor. Will he accept you or show you favor?" says the Lord of hosts. "And now entreat the favor of God, that he may be gracious to us. With such a gift from your hand, will he show favor to any of you?" says the Lord of hosts. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name, and a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is, and you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame or sick, and this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand, says the Lord? Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations.
To help us through the book of Malachi, I have selected three of my personal Bible reading journals from various decades. I'll use my journal from 1991 when I read the Old Testament, from 2001 when I read the whole Bible in a year, and from 2011 when again I read the whole Bible in a year. These journals are 10 years apart, beginning when I was 36 years old, then when I was 46 years old, and then when I was 56 years old. So let's begin with my journal from 1991. Usually, if you read the Bible in 1 year or you read just the Old Testament, you're going to finish Malachi at the end of the year. This is the case in all three of these journals, reading this book at the last few days of each year. In 1991, I read all of Malachi on Sunday, December 29th. Concerning chapter 1, I wrote, God wants a pure sacrifice. He wants the best, not a lame, defiled gift we wouldn't even give to our governor. And then I continue to write, do not grow tiresome of worship. In 2001, I read Malachi on the last day of the year, December 31st. And I have an interesting note in my journal concerning 2001. I wrote the last day of 2001, A Space Odyssey. I made it through. When I saw that movie in the mid-60s, I never thought the world would last this long or that I would live to see 2001. That was over 30 years ago, and here I am. Praise God. I have lived a blessed life thanks to becoming a born-again Christian at age 15. Virtually my whole life has been lived as a believer. I have been very active in my faith, seeking the Lord continually in all aspects of my life. And true to His word, He has responded to me more often than I can count. Praise be to God. 2001 was no different. Emmanuel, God with us. He has been with me. I want to live no other way. Concerning Malachi, I read the whole book on that day. And concerning chapter 1, I quoted verse 11, for my name shall be great among the nations. And then I wrote, and thanks be to God, I am helping, a privilege I never thought would be real. As I step aside from the journals for the moment, let me explain what I just meant about, and thanks be to God, that I get to help, a privilege I never thought would be real. In 2001, I was serving on the International Extension Committee of the Gideons International, which gave me opportunity to travel to 18 nations in Asia and the South Pacific. That was the privilege that I never thought would be real in my life, and what an honor and a privilege it was. Back to my journals. I'll save my 2011 entry on Malachi for another one of the chapters that comes later in Malachi. Let's take a look at Malachi chapter 1. Verse 2 says, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you say, how have you loved us? Do you believe that God loves you? Or do you question His love for you like these people Malachi was writing to? God answers them by reminding them that He chooses whom He loves. Verse 2 goes on to say, is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord, yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. I think God's answer to the people questioning His love is, I love whom I want, and I have chosen to love you. But how do the people respond to God's love? God questions them in verse 6. If then I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my fear, says the Lord of hosts to you? He goes on to indict the priests of that day that they are despising God's name. They are offering polluted sacrifices on the altar. The priests were offering blind animals, lame animals, sick animals. And God has no pleasure in half-hearted worship. Let's take a look at verse 10. Oh, that there were one among you who would shut the doors, that you might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not accept an offering from your hand. I referred to this in one of my journals. Are you giving God your best? If you go to church, how do you go to church? Do you go looking to get something out of it, or do you go taking something with you? Do you go to offer God your best? Do you go to worship and sing praises to his name? Or do you go with a half-hearted heart? Verse 11 reminds us of who God is. He says, "For from the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations." Though his name is great, these people were not honoring him that way. Verse 12 says, "But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted, and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, 'What a weariness this is,' and you snort at it, says the Lord of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame or sick, and this you bring as your offering? Shall I accept that from your hand? Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it, and yet sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished." From Malachi chapter 1, I think we're understanding that God is God. His name will be exalted among the nations, and he expects true and faithful worship from our hearts. He makes it pretty clear that he does not accept half-hearted worship. The application from Malachi chapter 1 may be, are you all in? Do you truly appreciate God's love for you? Do you worship and honor him as a father and the master of all of creation? Do you exalt his name as great in your life and among the nations? Remember in our book introduction, Malachi was a wake-up call to the people. Maybe Malachi chapter 1 is a wake-up call to you. We close with the last line of this chapter. "For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations." Lord, may that be our heart cry. Through this book of Malachi, may we set aside a casual relationship with you as we gain a clearer understanding of who you are. You are our Father. You are our Master. You are the great King. You are the Lord of hosts. May your name not only be feared among the nations, but feared in our own hearts. May we give you the honor you deserve. In Jesus' name, amen.